going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So what I would want, okay, play either nickel corner or on the outside whenever you're coming into the game and then via receiver.
Yes.
Or vice versa.
No. Play receiver.
Or you play like a slot receiver. If you know, how are you going to get the reps? Because you're not going to just stay on the field the whole time.
Okay, you've seen him play. Wouldn't you want him to touch the ball?
Yes.
So I want to play him on offense.
Yeah.
As a receiver,
yeah,
first.
Cleveland was the only team that really wanted him to do that.
He was
DB first.
Yeah.
In most people's minds.
Yeah.
Cleveland was. They said, no, we're going to make you a wide receiver, but first we're going to trade you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the mindset that all comes about with the gamesmanship is like, oh, we really want you bad, but what the value? And then look at Jacksonville, what they're doing now. And that's what with Charlie, we're going to get like what Cleveland got in return.
Yeah, we'll get the breakdown of that trade.
Yeah, Charlie's going to get with us real soon.
Yeah, Charlie's going to get with us.
Well, they go to five. We know, you know, so
Cleveland, it's not that far.
They slipped to five. That's where Jacksonville was. Jacksonville had been mentioned all over the place. Jaunty, you know, offensive line. I mean, Jacksonville was involved in a lot of conversations.
Okay, so if you Jacksonville, what excites the fans? Travis Hunter, Heisman Trophy winner, or Ashton Jeanty at running back? It's one of the two.
But you figured that Jeanty would have been available for them.
Yeah, Charlie, I think, is ready with the details.
Let's get the details on this trade. What you got for us, Charles?
ESPN's Adam Schefter. The Browns are trading the number 2 overall pick, a 4th-round pick, pick number 104, and a 6th-round pick, pick number 200 to the Jaguars in return for the number 5 overall pick, a 2nd-round pick, which is number 36 overall, a 4th-round pick, which is number 126, and their 2026 first round pick to the Browns, guys. So the 5th pick,
a 26
second round
first
pick, and a 2026 first round pick to move up 3 spots and get Travis Hunter.
Well, I know one thing Cleveland will say, boy, I hope the Jaguars suck this year. Because, man, they will have a pretty early pick on that particular deal. But, man, to get 2 first round picks out of that, along with a 2nd and a 4th this year.
Quite a haul.
Man,
just to go back 3
Now you got to make it work with players. You got to make it work.
Looking
Man.
At the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock right now, you look at some of the other needs for this team. It's kind of like the Saints. It's all over the board.
Yeah, because they're bad.
All these first few teams.
They all bad.
I don't care. It's not a need versus best player available. It fills both. That is unbelievable.
After the Jags, guys, we're going to have the New York Giants on the clock if they don't end up making a move here. There's been some speculation that they could go QB, but with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston around, it feels like they're going to end up going a different direction there. I know
Abdul Carter's been a
popular
pick.
Makes
all the sense of the world there, unless a team would try to move up to get Carter. And to be honest with you, my top 2 players in this draft class are Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, 1-2. And so Abdul has the shoulder injury, but listen, he's young. You can come back from that type of injury pretty quick. But, man, to land Travis Hunter, all I know is Jacksonville's going to get a lot of attention. A lot of attention put on that franchise, and now they're giving a little bit of help to Trevor Lawrence.
There's all the talk, obviously, with Hunter being the fact he wants to play both ways. Do you think that's viable?
I think he'll play full-time wide receiver, and I think he'll be a nickel corner.
Okay.
On defense.
Get him
but
on
full-time
offense.
Full-time receiver.
Right. Get him on offense. Learn that system. It's more complicated, right, and be a part-time DB. But, man.
And we're seeing it here, the Khan family all kind of shaking hands, hugging one another. And this is an edict that, you know, a lot of times GMs don't want to say it, and they do have meddlesome owners. This is one that was an edict from the top, from Sean Khan, to say, hey, this is who I want. Go get him. Whatever it takes, go get him.
The Cleveland Browns still have that quarterback question, too. Do you think that we're going to see Deshaun Watson again over there?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know how you roll that back out and say buy tickets.
It's going to work this time.
Just buy tickets. I just don't. I don't know.
That will go down. And man, listen. Before that, we all saw him. He was a tilt the field player, and injuries and also the off the field stuff, I think, made the distraction.
The pick in for the Cleveland Browns here. We know Travis Hunter, a big time player, going to the Jags. And so far, definitely how I think a lot of us figured it would go, at least player-wise, except, you know, the trade-up from Jacksonville now just throwing that big wrench into things, and curious how the rest of this shakes out now as we gear up just a couple of picks now till the 9th overall selection with the Saints on the clock.
What do the Browns do? Because, okay, you got the picks. Now you got to make it work.
Yeah.
Now you got to make it work with those picks.
Once again, the Browns receiving the 5th overall pick, 36th overall pick in the 2nd round, 126th in the 4th, and a 2026 first round selection. The Jags get this 2nd overall pick, 104th overall, which is a 4th rounder, and a 6th rounder, which is 200th overall. Hefty price for Jacksonville here with Cleveland, and like Mike Dettillier just said, they've got a hit now with these selections that they've been stockpiling here.
Because they gave up so much for Deshaun.
The Cleveland Browns have traded the 2nd pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the 2nd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Hunter, wide receiver, defensive back from Colorado.
You know, isn't Jacksonville in the same boat as Nashville as far as building a new stadium?
They're renovating.
Renovation.
Because we were always speculating, oh, they're going to move to London, whatever. But then.
Yeah, they're renovating.
So they're renovating, keeping the stadium. So so they got to have a splash for that fan base.
Sell tickets.
Yeah. And so here you got the Heisman Trophy winner. But to me, as a quarterback, you know, he's under the radar, I guess, because of a small market like Jacksonville. But Trevor Lawrence, he took a step back last year. I mean, Mike.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to do something.
I will say this, man. They're not helping him.
Yeah.
This helps him.
Yes, this helps him.
Yeah, right. But, man, they haven't given him a lot of help.
Stick around for more of our Black and Gold Draft Show, folks. We are live at 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Come out and say hey to Team WWL. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back into our draft coverage here on the Black and Gold Draft Show.
NFL Draft. The New York Giants select Abdul Carter, defensive end, Penn State.
Well, there you go. We come back into the show. Boom. A pick gets made, gentlemen. And not a big surprise here on this one either with Abdul Carter going to the New York Giants.
Abdul Carter, he was the best, you want to say, pure defensive end, pure defensive player in this draft class. Because I always considered Travis Hunter an offensive player.
Right.
Okay? Man, he only played 1 year at that defensive end. He was a terror coming off that edge. And the one area that the Giants actually have some numbers and some pretty good players at is actually front seven.
Well, Mike,
they don't have a quarterback, but I mean,
look at the first three players. Now the team changed because of the trade, but that's the first three players we thought.
Yeah, exactly.
Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, and Abdul Carter.
Now, so nothing out the ordinary player wise.
Teams.
Now, when you think of Penn State, okay, who do you think of in the NFL when you think Penn State?
Well, now I think
Michael Parsons.
No, Michael Parsons. I think Abdul Carter will be better than Michael Parsons. Now he has to do it in the NFL, but you know Michael Parsons.
That's a bold statement, man.
No, Michael Parsons too worried about his podcast and all that. I mean, how about you just play, and then the podcast. There's nothing wrong with having that, but playing should be more important than your podcast. So I'm just telling you, watch this with all said and done, what they established. If Abdul Carter is not a better player than Michael Parsons.
One thing he has with him, Dexter Lawrence in the middle and Kayvon Thibodeau on the edge.
Ooh.
So he's now part of that three, kind of get after the quarterback. And, man, you better to pack that lunch when you're playing them.
You got to count 1,001 throws.
There ain't no two in the ball.
Yeah, it's not low. You know, the offensive line can't block him. No, the quarterback has to realize maybe who you're playing when you're playing the Giants and get the ball out of your hands and get the yards after the catch.
Can they find a quarterback?
Yeah, because right now, who are they going with? Jameis or Russell Wilson,
right? Russell
good
Wilson.
Luck with that.
Or A, it could be Tommy DeVito.
No.
Oh, Steve, that's your boy. But come on. he's just watching. He ain't playing no more.
No, he got his chance. That was a feel-good story for a month.
It was great for a little while.
For a month, yeah.
So is this New England's on the clock?
Will Campbell,
LSU.
Will Campbell.
I'd say Will Campbell or maybe Mason Graham.
I think it's Will.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd go with Mike with now, if they go, to me, Mike, who's going up is the other offensive tackle besides Will Campbell, Armand Mimbo from Mizzou.
Yep.
So that's another one to look at.
But I kind of felt both of them going in the top eight prior to the Saints.
Yeah.
That was the question.
Yeah.
Would two OTs go before the Saints pick at nine?
Because so, he's a right tackle, Mimbo.
Yeah.
Will is going to play left tackle.
Okay.
Now, here's the wild card. Because I know a couple teams that like Kelvin Banks Jr. better than they do Mimbo. Charlie and I have talked about that on and off the air. There's a couple teams that really like Kelvin Banks Jr. better than Mimbo.
So how about this? So since because we got him now with the Saints, Godshaw coming to the Saints. That's why they also been interested in Mason Graham.
The farther he drops, the better it is for the Saints.
Right, but you know what I'm saying?
Defensive tackles have had that history of falling a little.
Yeah, so, but I think they're going off with
but
the
But I
tackle.
Think it's Will Campbell here. Yeah.
That's good. We want Graham to keep falling.
You look at it, not many LSU players this year expected in the first round of the draft.
They may have one more.
Could
plays
be one
tight
more.
End. Mason Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
So you think first round, Mike?
I'm telling you, there's a lot of buzz that he could sneak in late in round one. Now, I've got him graded as an early second round pick.
Yeah.
But I got about 20 of them like that also. So,
yeah, it's not much difference.
It's not much difference.
If you're late first, early second.
Now, all they need is to have him go to the Eagles, and they deal off Dallas Goedert and Mason Taylor goes there.
There has been talk. Obviously, you've heard that, Mike, that, you know, the Eagles are in the market. You know, Dallas Goedert's out there. Considering what a big role he was last year for them, it's kind of a surprise, but I guess he's getting older, so time to move on and get younger.
What? I got to pay them defensive cats.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
Jalen Carter and Davis, I'm eventually going to have to pay them. I paid, four-fifths of my offensive line already?
Well, guess
Until
what?
Until 2029.
Carter and Davis, you pay them.
Well, you
pay them.
You know, it's two of my dark horses. I don't know if dark horse because I still think you're going to go in the first round. Watch out, Mike, I can't even pronounce his last name, the safety from South Carolina, Nick.
Yeah, Eamon Wuru.
Well, I'm telling you, watch out for him as an NFL player, what he's going to do. And this other cat from Boston College, Donovan.
Ezeraco,
edge guy. I'm telling you, watch. Well, y'all going to remember what I told you like 2-3 years from now. Remember what I told you about that?
Two, three years from now?
Yeah.
Ain't going to remember saying it.
No.
No, he will.
No, but Mike knows
he will.
I've been taking Prevagen.
When he's right.
He remembers that? I've been taking Prevagen. I'm going to remember that.
He remembers that?
I remember that.
What about the Brian Brzee
pick? He's trying to get the Prevagen commercial here on WWL.
Yeah.
Come on.
Brian Brzee, he can't stop the run. he can rush the passer. What is Brian Brzee did against the run? I see him get knocked off the ball to 3 or 4 yards. Yeah, he had 6.5 sacks. But what is Brian Brzee did against the run? We won before last.
You want me to pull that tape up? You want me to pull that tape up?
Brian Brzee against the run?
No, it was also not just Brian Brzee. It was who they also picked in the second round.
Who's that?
Mr. Foskey.
Isaiah.
Oh, God.
And you said he was the next coming.
No, that's not even the same player. He's an alien. No, Hoss, you are right on that. Isaiah Foskey's terrible.
He's been in the witness protection agency.
No. Mike, we were both wrong on that one. Come on, Isaiah Foskey. I mean, Isaiah Foskey, is that the same guy that set all these records at Notre Dame? I mean, right now, it doesn't even seem like
the
same
on the field.
Guy.
Maybe a new defense.
He's a special team. Yeah. And who does that reminiscent of?
Second round pick
Zach Bond
with the Eagles. He didn't play for us, but then he'd go somewhere else. No, Hoss, you got me on that one. Because Isaiah Foskey, I guarantee Isaiah Foskey, we thought, oh, yeah, he's going to kick ass for us. He ain't done jack.
Okay,
might be more disappointed than Peyton Turner. I don't know. That's hard.
I think you're right.
First round versus second
right.
round.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey.
Here's the difference. Peyton Turner was hurt. Foskey's healthy.
Yeah, that's true. So Davenport, too. Just shows you the potential how NFL people look at guys. Look at Davenport, what he got paid with the Vikings. Hurt again. And then he goes to the Lions. And then what?
He gets paid again.
He's still getting $10, $11, $12 million just based on potential. Because, boy, he's hell when he's well, but he's never well. That's crazy.
The pick is in for the New England Patriots. We're all expecting
to
be.
And this has got to be Will Campbell.
LSU's Will Campbell, the first Tiger off the board in this draft tonight.
And I think the first Tiger offensive lineman to ever go in the first
1998, Alan Faneca.
In the late
20s. 1998.
In the 20s, huh, Mike?
Yeah, but here's the thing. LSU's won 3 national championships and didn't have a first-round pick offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Think of that. They won it with Nick. They won it with Les. They won it with Coach O.
Yeah.
Did not have a first-round pick
and
offensive lineman.
And they went to the national championship.
3 times.
Actually, four.
Yeah. They won 3.
Yeah, exactly. Because when T-Bob and all played, that offensive line, look at their margin of victory. They're winning by 20-some points. And then none of those offensive linemen.
None of them.
No. No, because remember, Will Blackwell, T-Bob and all them.
What do you make of the criticism, though, Bobby, of Will Campbell and the arm size? That's been the biggest knock against him.
That's a bunch of horse hooey by all these analytical nerds.
What, he's not a brontosaurus. He's not like a dinosaur, a little bit of the arms.
Dinosaur arms, right.
I have NFL draft. The New England Patriots select Will Campbell, tackle, LSU.
LSU.
Congratulations to Will Campbell, LSU Tiger, now heading to the New England Patriots.
And I texted this to Faneca this morning. Finally, they got another guy that can say, I was a first-round pick offensive lineman from LSU. But you got to go back to 1998. That ain't yesterday, 1998. And to think about, man, all the players that have been through LSU, tough, tough guy. Man, you talk about a focused guy.
Whoa, check out his outfit.
And he's going to do well for Mike Rabel. He's a Mike Rabel-type player for the Patriots.
Cleveland Browns on the clock. Stick around, folks. More of the Black and Gold Draft Show live from 504 Golf and Entertainment right here on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Come out and say hey as we return from the break here on WWE.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Well, who dat? Welcome back to the Black and Gold Draft Show. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, and Mike Haas. All of wall-to-wall coverage of the first round of the draft. Come join us.
55 NFL Draft. The Cleveland Browns select Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan.
Well, coming back from the break, we got another pick off the board. The Cleveland Browns taking a Michigan defensive lineman and Mason Graham. So that's one of the selections we thought could be on the board for the Saints at number 9. Mason Graham now off the board for the Black and Gold.
Yeah, once the trade happened, you wondered where the Browns would go with this. And they, like the Saints, have had difficulty stopping the run. Mason Graham gives you that. Bob, you know my comparison to him? Just take a look at him. He's not the biggest guy, doesn't have super long arms. To watch him play, you know, the Kyle Williams
compliment. Oh, from
that's
Buffalo,
who he,
Buffalo
he
Bill.
Reminds me a lot of Kyle Williams.
Oh, shoot, if he does what Kyle Williams did in the NFL, I mean, that'll be awesome. Because, Mike, look at the career of Kyle Williams, what he did in the NFL with the Bills.
And we got one of the Saints greats just walk up, Tyrone Hughes,
us. Yeah, we got Tyrone.
Somebody showed up earlier today, and they said, what about the quarterbacks that you had? I said, the quarterbacks I had, I didn't want. And they said, oh, we're going to tell Bobby. I said, no, Bobby was my
I was against Tyrone. I was in Atlanta when Tyrone was here. Tyrone knows that. But, yeah, but when you look at, Mason Graham, again, this is all NFL teams. And, Mike, whenever I've watched him play in Michigan, he wins. No, and not necessarily always like the stats, but he's doing his job. Do you know the game to me that really caught my attention? Remember when they said there's no way Michigan beat Ohio State? Remember when they upset him? You know why Michigan upset him? They were kicking Ohio State's butt in their trenches.
Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant.
Yes,
they
yes.
spent more time
yes.
in the backfield than Travion Henderson and Quinshon Judkins. Yeah, they were in the backfield every play.
And that's how they upset Ohio State.
And so for Cleveland, he's a guy that I think will certainly help them in run support. And that is something that we've talked about not only for Saints, Panthers.
Yes.
Those teams at the bottom of that got to get better. The big question mark is, who's going to be the second defensive tackle in a loaded defensive tackle group? And that's when we see sometimes a little slide.
Maybe yeah. Derek Harmon, right?
Or, well, to me, Walter Nolan.
From Ole Miss. Yeah. Ole Miss.
Now, the one that played at A&M, Matsumata. The one that played at Ole Miss, man, he kicked you behind every time you went up against him.
Yeah, and then also he'll be a first rounder, I think, his teammate Grant.
Yeah. Michigan may have four yeah. go in the first round.
Kenneth Grant, Charlie and I have talked about this a lot. If in a trade back in the 20s, Kenneth Grant would be a great pick.
Right.
He is a wide, wide load player at Michigan. You talk about a guy that stops the run, but he pushes the inside pocket. Bob, he's got a forklift move like jumping. He catches you and slings you right back into the backfield.
And that's very humbling as offensive lineman. It was like you're trying to get low and get under his pads, and he's under your pads, and then he's jacking you up.
The Raiders pick is in, guys. It looks like they ran to the podium with this one. I think we know who it's going to be.
Ashton Jennings. Just wait. If they go on defense, I've read where also Jalen Walker might could even go this
yeah,
high.
They did interview Jalen Walker late in the process.
Right. So that's
but
why.
But we do know yeah. what Pete Carroll likes
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, but they got the beast mode. They want beast mode 2.0 in Las Vegas like he had in Seattle. We all know that.
Okay, you think
we
about
we remember that.
Now, Kenty's a different kind of runner, though, than a Marshawn Lynch.
He can run over, run around you.
Run over you and past you.
Yeah.
He's a pinball runner. You watch him. He hits a guy. And, man, well, it's like, what happened? Where was he?
he just kind of slides off of you. And also a great receiver coming out the backfield.
And, you know, look at Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry says, oh, yeah, but no, look at Derrick Henry. His speed is deceptive. He's so big, but think about it. He can get the corner and run around you and run over you, Mike. It's like...
25 NFL drafts. The Las Vegas Raiders select Ashton Jeanty, running back, Boise State.
And so the Raiders got their running back.
Yeah. That is sexy based on what have you done for me lately. When, you know, why do you take a look at the running back class this year? Why are you taking a running back in the top 10? But you have the quality. Look at Saquon Barkley. What have you done for me lately? Look at Derrick Henry. So the Raiders are looking at. Look at the coach. That makes a difference what they're trying to do with the Raiders to help out the quarterback situation. And Jeanty might be that guy.
And it's funny, Jeanty brought up, I visited the Raiders and I got to talk to Tom Brady. Well, guess what? Tom's part of the ownership.
Yep.
He gave the seal of approval. But this is Pete Carroll.
All across
the board, loves to run the football.
Running back Ashton Jeanty just coming off the board from Boise State, going to the Raiders. Before that, LSU's Mason Graham selected by the Cleveland Browns at pick number 4. LSU's Will Campbell going to the New England Patriots. We're going to take a break here and be right back with more our draft coverage from 504 Golf and Entertainment on WWL.
And you know, Steve, the player that's going to come maybe the next pick with the Jets, I think the Saints will really be interested. Hopefully that's not the case in the tight end.
Stay tuned. We'll find out after this. Back here on our Black and Gold Draft Show, as we just heard, Ashton Jeanty, Boise State running back, getting selected to the Raiders. And now the New York Jets are on the clock. The pick is in. We're just waiting to find out who ends up going to New York. Congratulations, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah,
taking over as head coach over there. See what his first pick will be as the new boss of the New York Jets over there.
They took a left tackle last year. Do they fill the right side
with
Armon Mimbu and get a bookend?
Seems like it makes a ton
of
sense to me.
This is where, for me, man, I thought long and hard about it with Tyler Warren.
Yeah, Tyler Warren and Mimbu.
You were worried about him going here.
But in my draft breakdown, I went with Mimbu.
Okay.
Because I thought, no matter what, and I know he's a defensive-oriented coach, he does come from Detroit in that system where they beat you up front, offensive line-wise. So, to me, Mimbu makes a lot of sense here. So would Tyler Warren, but I'm hoping that Tyler's there when they pick it.
Well, you know what? I've never done this ever in my life. I have not missed on a pick yet. I'm normally in the first round.
Vegas,
I have gotten 9. The most I've ever gotten, like 9 in the first round. Right now, I'm 7-for-7. Now, not necessarily the team.
Me too.
Not necessarily the team. I'm going Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Mason Graham, Ashton Jeanty, or my member. Now, where I could be wrong if the Panthers trade out, but maybe if the other team, Jalen Walker.
I have Jalen Walker
going right now.
I got Jalen Walker going to Carolina.
Carolina. But I don't know who's going to figure. But I have Jalen Walker because I'd want Jalen Walker to go to the Saints.
I would love Jalen Walker. I would say either
the Jalen Walker or Michael Williams.
Okay. So let's see as the Panthers are waiting for the Jets to officially make the pick. But to me, this is where the Greeks settled it years ago. Get a chance to pick a really talented big man
and
a really talented smaller guy. You go with the big man. And to me, you picked a left tackle last year. You pick a right tackle this year with Mimbo.
Although Tyler Warren's no little guy.
No, he ain't.
If Carolina stays at 8, I think very similar to the Saints, Jalen Walker, Michael Williams going defensive side. I still think Carolina could go after Tyler Warren. If you look at tight end, now the guy that has slipped, and because he don't watch film, I'm not going to say his first name. I'm just going to call
Ted
him Ted McMillan, the wide receiver of Arizona, because they got to give a little Bryce some help.
Ted Aroa.
Yeah,
Ted Aroa. By the way, I did a radio show in San Francisco, and they said, don't call him Ted.
Okay,
he's T-Mac or Tenero.
Oh, T-Mac. Okay,
so don't call him Ted.
No, the T-Mac.
T-Mac or Tenero.
So he's anti-Ted.
No, he's anti-Ted. He is anti-Ted.
So like
because a lot of people have called him that.
Yeah, because he's thinking of the Vietnam War, the Ted offensive.
He don't know nothing.
Pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the New York Jets select Armon Membu, Missouri, tackle.
There you go. The seventh overall pick in the draft, New York Jets, taking Armon Membu, offensive tackle, out of Mizzou, guys.
Man, the Jets are like the Saints. They love to pick big men in the early rounds.
Well, the Saints have picked an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman with their first pick or first round since 2014.
That pick just coming in, gentlemen. We're just two away from the Saints picking. We're going to take a break here, so stick around with more of the Black and Gold Draft Show live from 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. Come out and say hey to Team WWL. Be back after this. Welcome back into the Black and Gold Draft Show. Steve Geller, Bobby Hebert, Mike D'Antilia, Mike Hawes, and also the great Deuce McAllister stopping by with our wall-to-wall coverage of the first round of the draft. Come join us at 504 Golf and Entertainment on Howard Avenue in New Orleans. The pick is in, gentlemen, for the Carolina Panthers. We're waiting. The Jets just took Armon Membu with the seventh overall selection, offensive tackle, out of Mizzou. So now just waiting to see what Carolina does, and the Saints will be on
I
the
think
clock.
They thinking like the Saints. I'm thinking Jalen Walker, Michael Williams on defense, or maybe Tyler Warren, the tight end of Penn State. That's all players that the Saints are interested in.
Taking a break here on the Black and Gold Draft Show. Be back with more 504 Golf Entertainment right after this on WWL.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.